Electric scooters are now in Provo. At a launch event Thursday morning, Provo Mayor Michelle Cafusi welcomed the company Zagster and their electric scooters to the streets of Provo.
It's a big day for Provo. We're so excited for this to finally get here.
Provo residents like Carrie Norton are excited for the scooters to be here.
This is making Provo like a cool big city.
Excited to avoid parking.
It'll be just so nice to get around because parking sucks. So it'll be nice to get from place to place on a scooter.
Or if you're Brian Henry, excited for a new way to commute to work.
So I used to ride my bike. My knees don't allow it anymore. I drive, but it's only 1.6 miles. Yeah, to be able to use a scooter for that instead of my car would be great.
Officials are excited, too, for healthier people and cleaner air. This is Carrie Bennett with the Utah County Health Department.
We support active transportation, walking and biking, as well as we're excited that scooters have been brought here to Provo.
Mayor Cafusi said that when St. George, another Utah city, implemented the scooters, they got 7,000 car rides off the street in the first 30 days. Cafusi also says that Provo residents don't need to worry about the scooters cluttering up sidewalks.
Everyone's traveled. Everyone's seen the clusters on the sidewalks. They look like junk. They look like garbage. And so we had to be really specific about what was allowed in, how it's maintained, and how it's controlled.
The scooters will be gathered and charged every night by Zagster employees, like Maddie Francis.
We drive around and we make sure that all of the scooters are charged, and if they're not, we take them back to charge. We pick them up from wherever people may leave them, and we bring them back to their stations so that they're more easily accessible.
Unlocking the scooters is easy.
Download the Spin app. You use this, go to the scooter, you scan into it, $1 to unlock, it's 15 cents a minute to ride it. You can end your reservation just about anywhere in the community.
And riding them is even easier.
You just push, go.
That's it?
Push off a go, that's it. And then to stop, push brake.
There are some restrictions. You have to be at least 18 years old to ride the scooters, and you can't ride them on BYU's campus. And although it isn't a law, always wear a helmet. Reporting for the Daily Universe, I'm Joseph Carson.